smart decisions have never been more important. Are you thriving or just surviving? Welcome to Survey the Expert, the podcast series where we find the answers to the questions you have to build your business, keep it safe, and get things done.
Welcome, I'm Sean Weatherall, your host for this installment of Survey the Expert. Today we're here with Britt Welch talking about the new behavioral health standards. Welcome, Britt.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. So, Britt, you've been at ACHC for just over 3 years now. Could you talk a little bit about your background, why you joined ACHC, and how you got started developing the standards?
Oh, certainly. I started out working as a staff psychologist in a community mental health center. And from there, I went to state government, where I worked in quality improvement for behavioral health care services. And then that was followed by serving as a state director over a community-based provider, providing services to persons with mental health, substance abuse, or intellectual developmental disabilities. Following that, I came to ACHC to begin working on the behavioral health program that we are preparing to launch February 14th.
Can you talk a little bit more about the development of the program?
The development of our behavioral health program started at the request of some of our currently accredited home health providers who had established behavioral health arms of their company. Going down that particular path was actually a very logical extension for ACHC in that we historically have accredited organizations who provide community-based health care services. So it met with our mission, it met with our values, and again, was just a very natural extension for us. In the development of the standards, we start out with a tremendous amount of research. That is then followed up with drafts of the standards that we then send out to experts in the field. And we talk with people from California to North Carolina to get feedback from them. We then go in, we do rewrites, revisions, et cetera. And then we take the standards out into the field and we do what we call beta testing with them. And that's a very critical component of what we do in our standards development. I also think it's one of the things that makes us a bit unique in that we see how the standards actually play out in the field. So that really becomes a very unique opportunity for a provider to beta test national standards as well. Once we've gone through the beta testing process, we then take our standards back internally for review by our standards and review committee. And it's a multidisciplinary team of individuals who critique the standards yet again. They offer any suggestions or revisions for the standards. Then the standards are approved by our board of directors. And at that point, once they're approved, then we are able to publish those standards.
Now that the five standards are ready for launch, could you talk a little bit about each of them in detail?
Oh, absolutely. And we are very, very excited about launching these first five standards. Those standards include case management, community support, day treatment, outpatient treatment, and psychosocial rehabilitation. With case management, think about that in terms of actions that case managers provide to assist individuals in gaining access to needed medical services, social, psychological, vocational, financial, educational, legal, and other community-based services that they may be in need of. With community support, that becomes a very wide array of services that are provided to service recipients to help them in developing and maintaining meaningful relationships, having personal choice and control over their lives, and participating in meaningful activities. Day treatment is a structured program, and the services are provided for a set amount of time and on specific days of the week. But again, it's working with those complex needs that service recipients present with to help them overcome whatever challenges that they may have within that therapeutic environment. With outpatient treatment, thinking in terms of the traditional type of outpatient therapies, typically we're looking at there being the assessment, treatment planning, individual psychotherapy, perhaps family therapy, group therapy. Many times there may be testing associated with this service, and there can be other functions that are also provided in the course of outpatient treatment. A psychosocial rehabilitation is a day service that's founded on the principles of recovery. The service provides a range of social, educational, occupational, and other types of services that assist service recipients in developing skills that will allow them to successfully participate in their communities, relationships, and activities of their choosing.
So now that the five standards are ready to go, can you talk a little bit about how a provider can go about getting the free standards and start the process with ACHC accreditation?
Simply go to the ACHC website. That's achc.org /store, and then you'll be able to download the services free of charge. As a part of that, you'll also receive an email that will provide you with a username and a password. If you need additional assistance, you can contact one of our accreditation advisors, or certainly feel free to contact me. And my email address is bwelch, that's B-W-E-L-C-H, at achc.org. Or you can contact me at 855-937-2242.
Hey, Britt, that's really good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate the opportunity.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Survey the Expert. I'm your host, Sean Weatherall. I look forward to having you again. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare Incorporated. All rights reserved. Copyright 2013. This podcast cannot be duplicated or transcribed without written consent. The podcast is for information purposes only and should not be misconstrued as legal advice. Please seek advice from qualified advisors in your industry.